From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 9, 2015. A considerable portion of the state's expected cotton plantings will not be done this year. Tuesday, I talked to Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension State Cotton Specialist, College Station.
The last 10 days, we've made a lot of progress. The sun's come out, and the cotton's accumulating some good heat units. You know, there's still a lot of variability, especially as you get in that coastal bend area, just due to cotton was having, you know, wet feet for a long time. But the last, you know, like I say, the last 10 days, things have dried out quite a bit. And speaking for the Blacklands and Brazos Bottom and Upper Gulf Coast, things have started to progress fairly nicely.
In the Blacklands in Central Texas, they've passed the crop insurance deadline, the first deadline, I'm sure.
Well, they had a May 31st deadline. I don't know of any cotton currently being planted. I mean, the Blacklands and even the Upper Gulf Coast, most of those guys got planted in a fairly timely manner. So we weren't in a really bad situation, near as bad a situation as like the Valley was or the Coastal Bend, as far as being right up against the deadline.
Now, the Valley, I know it was way behind.
Correct.
And just because of wet fields, how much actually got planted?
To the boll weevil eradication numbers, I think they're right at 60,000. Compared to, they were expecting them to be around 100,000 were early estimates I had heard from that area. The guys in that northern rolling plains, they've had some clear weather about the last 7 days, and they've been pushing pretty hard. And they think the best estimate's about 50% done as far as planted-wise. And then the southern rolling plains, you've had similar weather down there, and probably about 60% planted right now and still rolling.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.